Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz on Kaya959, on the street, on the air. It's tax season. It started on the 7th of July, which is Monday. Let's speak to Roxana Naidu, who's the head of global strategy at Latita Africa, on how to legally make the most of this tax filing season. Roxana, thanks so much for your time. What do you mean by that?
I think it's a lot to unpack there, hey? So I think a lot of people, especially with clients, firstly, thank you so much for having me. So I think a lot of people, especially when it comes to clients that I see on a daily basis, there's always the discussion of the fine line of tax avoidance versus tax evasion. And I'm a very strong advocate for tax avoidance and how to ensure that you're optimizing your tax incentives legally. And there are quite a few ways that we're able to unpack that. And I think maybe today's session is where we can do that.
Okay. And so what is the most important thing that you think someone who is about to file or who's going to get auto-assessed needs to know?
That's a very good question. So there are quite a few things that a taxpayer needs to know when they're getting auto-assessed. An auto-assessment, it's simply a SARS pre-filled version of your tax return. So it's based on third-party information or third-party data from your employer. It could be from your medical aid, investment providers, and so on. But that data isn't always complete. For example, SARS might not know about additional income you've earned, business expenses you've incurred, or even donations or retirement contributions made late in the year. So if you accept the assessment without checking, you risk under declaring income or even losing out on those deductions that you should be getting. Also, if SARS audits you later, and they do this sometimes up to 5 years down the line, they'll ask you for that documentation.
Yeah.
And if you don't have it, they can then reverse deductions and charge penalties and interest. So always check your assessment before accepting it and keep those records of everything just in case.
Okay. We know that there are ways that you can reduce the amount of tax you have to pay. There's deductions. You've spoken about medical aid, contributions towards your retirement, and the like. What else can people do legally?
I'll take you through a few. So the tax system actually allows you to reduce your liability. And there are a few mechanisms there, but taxpayers aren't aware of that. Yes, we know the most common one is your retirement annuity contributions. They are deductible up to a certain limit. Then the second common one, again, is your medical contributions, but also out-of-pocket medical expenses. People forget about those. That can also qualify for medical tax credits. Then if you earn commission or you travel for work, you may also qualify to deduct business travel expenses. That's where keeping those receipts come in as very important, keeping all of those records. And then a last and a very important one, especially after COVID, many people are doing this. If you're working from home, part of your home office expenses could be deductible. And that's only under specific conditions. Again, you should go back and understand the circumstances.
Yeah.
So the key here is keep the good records and understand what you specifically as a taxpayer qualify for. A common mistake is assuming that SARS will calculate it all for you. That's what I see.
Yeah.
But they don't. You have to submit those figures and the supporting documents yourself. That's where a tax professional can really add value, you know, by spotting opportunities that you might miss, especially if it's really technical circumstances. And these are for taxpayers who have complex tax matters. This is your average taxpayer with an individual, like just say one income. It's not really necessary to have a tax practitioner. But if you have complex tax affairs, definitely seek some type of guidance.
Yeah, you were speaking about the auto assessments. SARS is using AI. The system is automated. It's not like one person sitting there looking at your possible tax requirements or tax implications. What does that do? Because what I've found is that AI sometimes leads you astray or sometimes skips things, is robotic and can give you challenges.
Yeah, so on the auto assessments, we're not necessarily just relying on AI, but we're also relying on pre-filed mechanisms that SARS has put in place. I think one of the big ones that people are raving about, I'm sure you've heard about it also, is that SARS Express Access tool that's been added to the auto assessments. And if you're the one of 3 million South Africans who file their tax returns through SARS e-filing, this tool is something that you're definitely going to be using. Mm-hmm. And SARS introduced these features to make tax filing simpler. So it's not something to be scared of, especially if you're the one in 5 million people who will be auto-assessed this year. And that's specifically what this is for. It's for the auto-assessments. And it's simply making it much easier for taxpayers to understand how this works. So it's one place to manage everything. So Express gives you a single, easy to use dashboard. It's not thinking for you. What it's doing is it allows you to view your auto assessments for the 2025 year. It will check your tax compliance status for you. You can see if you have any outstanding returns or tax debts, and then you can update your personal details as well. So it takes the guesswork out of it. It's not thinking for you. It's helping you understand your tax filing circumstances better.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're ever feeling lost on e-filing, I definitely say this is something for you to use.
Mm-hmm. When we're speaking about tax season, we often hear about the tax burden, especially that people who pay, who earn R1 million or more in South Africa, they are almost half of the people who pay tax. And some of the conversations, I think, can be quite demeaning because I think everyone in South Africa, well, not everyone, but most people in South Africa pay tax. Even if you're not paying personal income tax when you're buying items, you're paying some kind of tax, right? So essentially, if you buy goods in South Africa, you are paying a little bit of tax. Is that the right way to look at it?
Well, I would guess so. So, yeah. Okay, let me help you out on this one, because this is a very controversial topic. So if we look at the statistics, out of a population of around 64 million, I'd say only about 7.4 million individuals pay personal income tax. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, nearly 28 million people rely on things like your social grants. Mm. So what happens is, okay, the fiscus, meaning the government's financial system, it depends heavily on a small group of taxpayers to fund public services and multiple other things like your infrastructure, your education, your healthcare, and those types of grants.
Mm-hmm.
So this then creates two pressures. The first is that the state is under constant pressure to meet its obligations with very limited revenue. And then the second is that SARS has to now tighten enforcement to make sure it collects every possible cent from the tax base that it's paying, which means more scrutiny, more audits, and unfortunately more pressure on compliant taxpayers who are already doing their part.
Okay, when it comes to that more enforcement, we've been speaking about this on Kaya Biz during the week, very aggressive emails going out from SARS and very strict ways of trying to collect to make up for that tax revenue shortfall, to make up for the fact that there was supposed to be a VAT increase, there isn't. How should people conduct themselves to try and, one, avoid that, and two, if they are unhappy with what's being said to them on their auto assessments, actually be able to stand up to SARS and say, this is not correct, this is what is correct?
That's a very good question. So what happens when you have an auto assessment? There's multiple things that you need to look out for on that auto assessment. The biggest thing that people look at is, people get it wrong. They assume that looking at your auto assessment means that everything on there is correct. So whether you're filing it yourself or whether you're having the auto assessment done, make sure you don't take it on face value. always double check that everything on there is correct. So don't just blindly accept the auto-generated assessments. The pre-filled returns might be missing things. And as I said again, all of those like your freelance and your rentals and all of that. And if for some reason you feel like you are, you don't agree with whatever's on there, there's a button where you can select on SARS website that says request a correction on e-filing, and then you can submit an amended return. So it's always worth the extra effort to double check it.
Roxana, let's just listen into a voice note. I'm just mindful of, we're not going to listen to voice notes. My apologies for interrupting you. Please continue.
Yeah, just a final note on that is that if, however, you do see that SARS has some type of, tax debt against your name, that's when it's time to take action. And that, for some reason, seems to be the biggest, scariest animal that taxpayers face. Mm. And this is when I have to calm down the client, because SARS has several mechanisms that are available for taxpayers in financial distress. And taxpayers don't realize that. They just need to make sure that they use those mechanisms correctly. SARS is not unfair. There's multiple avenues that you can take. There's three specific ones taxpayers need to know. It's the tax debt compromise. It allows SARS to write off a portion of what's owed. And if the taxpayer can show that they're unable to pay the full debt and that the compromise is the best in their interest of the fiscus, it will definitely be successful. Then the second is a suspension of payment. If you're disputing an assessment or believe an error was made, you can apply to temporarily suspend the payment while you're disputing the matter. And the last one is very important. It's a deferred payment arrangement. Most people use this, especially if it's a small debt. So SARS may allow you to pay in installments over time based on your financial circumstances. Mm-hmm. These aren't automatic. They require formal applications, remember that, with supporting financial information. But most important, don't ignore the letters of demand or the final notices from SARS. The sooner you act, the more legal options are still available to you. Waiting too long could lead to enforced collection, like garnishes, or bank account attachments, and nobody wants that.
All right. Roxana Naidoo, Head of Global Strategy at Letizia Africa, just speaking to us about tax filing season and sharing tips with us. Thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. That's where we leave it at the top of the hour. Pamela Modeno with Point of View. Good evening.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.